Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today is Thursday, April 17th. I'm Megan Lynch. Time running out, and Missouri Republicans are trying to scrap most of the new paid sick leave and minimum wage requirements in the state.
With the May 1st deadline approaching, the Missouri legislature is working to pass a bill that would repeal paid sick leave requirements and limit the minimum wage to $15 an hour. The proposal would scrap inflation-related wage increases after reaching $15 and undo a requirement for employers to provide 1 hour of paid sick leave for every 30 hours worked. While Senate Democrats blocked a vote Wednesday night, Kansas City's Barbara Washington argued that Republicans want to overturn the will of 57% of the voters last November. Senate President Pro Tem Cindy O'Loughlin, who opposed Proposition A, says businesses need the freedom to make their own decisions. From the Missouri Capitol, Alisa Nelson, MissouriNet.
The Senate adjourned around 1 this morning without voting on that proposal, joining with hundreds of residents who have submitted witness slips to Illinois lawmakers opposing a homeschool act the Madison County Board voted Wednesday night to show its dislike. By a 21-5 vote, board members passed a non-binding resolution in opposition of House Bill 2827. Several people who spoke said they think homeschool parents in Madison County are doing a good job and they don't need increased state oversight. Supporters of the bill have said it would improve safety of children and cut down on truancy. The bill may not move out of committee before an end of May deadline. A move by the Parkway School District to ban cell phones among students isn't just about paying attention to class. Assistant Superintendent Kevin Beckner tells KMOX.
We've seen quite a bit of concern from our teachers and a lot of concern, not just about student distraction in class, which is certainly a key part of it, but also concern about their well-being, concern about their mental health, and concern about decreased social interaction.
Starting next school year, no smart devices at all will be tolerated for elementary and middle school students at Parkway. That includes smartwatches. High schoolers can have a phone, but have to keep it turned off during class. Board members voted to approve the policy last night. Hold off on cutting your lawn. That's the message from the city of Webster Groves. The city is asking residents to not mow their lawns for the month of April to support bees and butterflies that rely on early blooming wildflowers to survive. Webster has lifted its requirement to keep grass 10 inches or shorter. Greater St. Louis, Inc., which works to lure new businesses to town, gets two new leaders. Michael Calhoun says they're both experienced here.
Jeff Mazur, who's coming in as the chief strategy officer, really comes from the tech side of the St. Louis economy. He was the head of Launch Code, also had a major role at the Taylor Geospatial Institute, worked for the governor's administration when Jay Nixon was in charge. Then you've got Allison Roberts, who's the senior vice president for administration. That really deals with HR kind of functions. She's got a long career at AT&T.
The group still looking for a CEO. Attorney General Andrew Bailey planning on wasting no time when Governor Kehoe empowers him to challenge preliminary injunctions,
including an injunction in Planned Parenthood's lawsuit against Missouri allowing abortions to resume in the state. Billy tells KMOX he plans to file an appeal immediately.
Getting immediate appellate review to try to stand in the gap and provide some kind of guardrails and some kind of safety measures for the health and safety of women and children is paramount right now.
Margo Rapagin, the CEO of Planned Parenthood Great Rivers, says this is another attempt by the state to move the goalposts.
In order to prevent Missourians from getting the health care that they voted for.
Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Smaller brewers in Illinois pushing for state legislation that would help them with several issues, including increased self-distribution. State Representative Kimberly DeBloque is among those who met with a group of independent brewers on Chicago's northwest side.
Many communities have these small breweries in the community, and they're like the local watering hole that people love to go to and hang out like a cheer. So we just want to try and help them keep these businesses in business. As we all know, America is built on the back of small businesses, so we want to try and help them out as much as we can.
According to Choose Chicago, the city of Chicago has more than 160 breweries. New research shows 1 in 31 U.S. children now have autism.
That's up from 1 in 36 5 years ago. This is KMOX Health Editor Fred Bottomer. Health Secretary RFK Jr. calls this an epidemic and says environmental factors are to blame. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder says there are a variety of reasons for the increase.
We don't actually know completely what causes autism. Genetics are definitely a factor here, but there are other factors at play for sure. Environmental, for example, immunologic, your immune system, your microbiome, which is the bacteria in your gut. We think that there are some correlations there. Some of the hypotheses are, could it be microplastics in the environment? We're seeing increasing exposures.
This new CDC study found autism is over three times as prevalent in boys versus girls. Dr. Gounder says that's a long-term trend, and girls may have more autism that's being undiagnosed. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.